This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, July 13th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 4,000 conservative voters packed into the Hilton Anatole Convention Center in Dallas on the Lord's Day to hear a rallying speech from former President Donald Trump. He described the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans.
The Democrats are terrible in policy, but they're very vicious and they're smart and they stick together. They don't have Mitt Romney's and little Ben Sasse's and Bill Cassidy. How about Bill Cassidy? He campaigns in the great state of Louisiana. He campaigns that he's Trump's friend. Every ad has Trump in it. Trump, 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 Trump. And then he votes to impeach me. I mean, can you believe it? Lightweight. And they don't have anyone, the Democrats, like the warmonger and most quoted Republican in the history of our country by Democrats, Liz Cheney. Democrats are ruthless, but they are united. They don't have these Romney types. They don't have them. Must be wonderful to live like that.
The informal straw poll conducted for the 2024 presidential election put Trump at the top with 70% of the vote. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took 21%. When omitting Trump as a contender in the poll, DeSantis took 68% and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo secured 5%. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was interviewed on his personal views by the London Times in a report issued over the weekend. His comments about Christianity were revealing. Johnson said, quote, "Christianity is a superb ethical system, and I would count myself as a kind of very, very bad Christian. No disrespect to any other religions, but Christianity makes a lot of sense to me," end quote. Johnson is the first Catholic prime minister, and he is on his third marriage. Isaiah 2 verses 3 through 4 says, "Many people shall come and say, 'Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people." A Colombian social media celebrity got into trouble when she posted a statement opposing the pseudo-marriage of men with men and women with women, reports Alliance Defending Freedom. A court forced Erica Nieto to remove the post. However, the nation's constitutional court has agreed to take up the case. Sadly, Colombia approved homosexual faux marriage in 2016. Some 50 protests broke out on the streets of Cuba over the weekend, thousands protesting communist rule and the retarded economic policies of a nation in crisis. Shouts of "down with communism" and "down with dictatorship" filled the streets.
Libertad! 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 Libertad!
Proverbs 28 verses 15 and 16 says, "Like a roaring lion or a charging bear is a wicked ruler over a helpless people. A leader who lacks judgment is also a great oppressor, but he who hates dishonest profit will prolong his days." Last Thursday, Montana became the 22nd U.S. state to pass a Religious Freedom Restoration Act in the past 30 years. Meanwhile, attorneys general from 21 states have signed a letter protesting President Joe Biden's effort to impose pro-homosexual policies in American schools. The central concern is the application of the Clayton County versus Bostock Supreme Court decision to colleges and schools. The states noted, quote, "Schools are left to wonder whether, per the two documents, your administration will seek to punish them if they exclude boys who identify as girls from the girls' showers and locker rooms after gym class. This is a matter of concern for millions of students and parents who appreciate the availability of private facilities for bathing and changing at school," end quote. Is the crypto fad on its way out? Trading volumes for cryptocurrency fell by over 40% last month, according to data collected by Crypto Compare. Since April, Bitcoin has slumped from a high of $64,000 to $33,000 and change. Meanwhile, silver is still hovering around $26 per ounce, up from the $16 per ounce range in early 2020. Official numbers now put consumer price inflation at 5% year over year since May of 2020. That's the largest increase since the 2008 worldwide recession. As of the first quarter of 2020, the U.S. economy, as measured by the annual gross domestic product, is still 1%, or $668 billion smaller than it was in the fourth quarter of 2019. And the Japanese economy is lagging 4% under its high point in the third quarter of 2019. On the other hand, China registers an 18.6% growth rate year over year since the fourth quarter of 2019. Was the COVID-19 year the best thing that happened for China as far as the world economy was concerned? The Associated Press has announced the drop-off of Boy Scout participants to 762,000 people this year. That's down from 1.12 million last year and down from 2 million in 2019. All told, that represents a fall from 5 million at their peak. The collapse follows the homosexualization of the Boy Scouts beginning in 2013. Meanwhile, the Christian boys-only organization Trail Life has topped 33,000 members with 900 troops in 50 states. Neither homosexual leaders nor homosexual boys are allowed to be members. The motto of Trail Life is Colossians 1, verse 10, that you may be worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Also beginning this month, the Christian Service Brigade is recommending their members to participate in the Trail Life program. And that's the World View in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, July 13th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.